Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, everyone. We know how much people are looking for great stuff and a little bit differently to watch at home. Might be time with all the downtime to talk with Mr. Luke All. Over the years we've talked. By the way, Dan and I this week recommended, it's not an all-time great film, but it's good, Highwaymen, Woody Harrelson, Netflix. We've talked about that before. You might want to check it out today. But Luke All here with us. And Luke, you and Dan have concocted five great classic films, for want of a better term. And we're going to talk about them. And you guys also did the research where people can find them, on what platform. So you might want to take a note or two on this. What would you like to start off with, Lou? Welcome.
Hey, Don, good to hear your voice. Thanks for having me back on your show. Well, you know, this is a great time for people who always want to see new releases. And now, you know, most people have worked through new releases that are out. This is a great time to rediscover classic films and to take a little time. You can go to IMDb, look into the background and watch the movie, and you'll see things you haven't seen before on these titles we've listed.
Okay, Lou, which one would you like to start with?
Vertigo.
Oh, Vertigo. Okay, yep.
1958, Alfred Hitchcock's greatest film. Hitchcock was famous for wanting to change his actors into anything he wanted, and this film is about a cop who wants to change a dead woman into a live woman, into the look and feel of a live woman. It's just an amazing film, really chilling in a way, and the ending is still up for, there's an ending that you don't quite know what happens to Jimmy Stewart's character, and it's like the Sopranos has argued, the black dropout coming in to end the series. Vertigo is the same way, many, many years before Sopranos. And you don't quite know what's going to happen. It makes it's just a great film. But the trick is to sit down and make sure you can watch it from beginning to end. It's not a film you get snacks in the middle of. You stick with it. It's, I don't know, I just think it's a great film.
Well, I've seen The Birds on a lot. I don't know if that's a big time.
Sure.
You know, top pantheon.
Psycho's on a lot, too.
Yeah. For some reason, those are all on, and I like the Rod Taylor and Tippi Hedren are very, very good. Anything Hitchcock, I'm there. I've seen Vertigo, Lou. Dan, have you seen Vertigo? Mm-hmm.
I have not, and it's one of those ones that I learned about in school, just being such a revolutionary movie from a cinematography standpoint.
Right.
And it's something I've been meaning to check out, and the fact that Lou brought that back up, I appreciate, because it reminded me to go check it out. And this one's available streaming, guys, $3.99 on Amazon Prime, Vudu, Google Play, and YouTube. It's not free on any of the services, but $3.99 is nothing for a movie rental of such a fantastic movie like this one.
Okay, very good. And I told Dan, Lou, and I never quite figured it out, but Shane is your all-time movie, right?
Yeah, well, you know, so much about films is where you see them and when you see them. And I saw Shane on a double bill with North by Northwest at the Circle Drive-In in Maple Shade in the when it came out in the 50s. And I never forget sitting there watching Shane. It was a Western, and it was being sold as a typical Western. But there's so much goes on in that film behind the scenes. There's so many elements in that movie. And I thought, someday when I get older, I really want to look into it and see what this is about, because it's more than just about a homeowner trying to save his ranch from cattle people. There's a lot more to it. And if you take your time with Shane, and again, a lot of people kind of badmouth Westerns now. They're not quite in fashion as much as they did. Shane has everything. It has sexual tension. It has action. It has everything. And I think it's probably one of the great films of all time. Directed by George Stevens, and it was released in 1953.
Great stuff. Where did we find that, Dan?
On Hulu with the Stars add-on, or you can get it for $2.99 on YouTube, Google Play, or Amazon Prime.
Very good. King Kong, the 1933 version, the classic.
Oh, yeah.
I guess there have been 4, 5, or 10 King Kongs, Lou. What makes this a classic?
There's even a Son of Kong.
Yeah,
this was released in 1933, and I interviewed special effects guy Stan Winston, who worked with Steven Spielberg on Jurassic Park, And I asked him, what is the film that influenced you the most? What are the films that? And he said, well, King Kong, King Kong, and King Kong. He said, there's nothing like it. And when you sit and watch it, it's an interesting film to watch because you want to see the whole screen. There's things happening on the bottom, on the sides, on the front. When we go into this other world behind this gigantic wall, and it's the perfect cinematic movie. It is just, and it's so old and it holds up so well. It's just amazing.
Where do you find King Kong, Dan?
King Kong 1933, available for $2.99, YouTube, Amazon Prime, Google Play, and Vudu.
Of course, Casablanca. Now, if you haven't seen Casablanca, I don't know what you've been doing your whole life. More memorable scenes, the most memorable movie star of certain eras in Humphrey Bogart. In fact, Lou, I think you once said he defines what a movie star was. What is it about Casablanca?
Casablanca, it's a love story. Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful love story at its base. I mean, there's espionage in it and thrills and a little bit of action. But basically, it's this man willing to give up everything, his lover, his country, everything to serve his country. And it's just amazing. And the end scene when he and Claude Rains are walking out together about a beautiful friendship, it's just a wonderful moment. And I don't think, a little piece of trivia, and I think this is true, I read it a while ago, that there were extras were used for the walking away scene. They just put them up in outfits like Humphrey Bogart would wear and just had them walk off the screen. And you can't tell. It's just a seamless done. But there's so much history to Casablanca. There's books, if anyone's interested, there are books available on Casablanca, well worth reading.
All right, very good. And Dan, where do we find Casablanca?
$3.99, $3.99 on YouTube, Amazon Prime, iTunes, Google Play, and Vudu.
And finally, Chinatown, Jack Nicholson, Lou. What makes that a classic?
Well, it's 1974. It stars Jack Nicholson and Faye Dunaway, also starring John Huston. And it's really about corruption and deceit and how it filters into our society without even knowing it, and not maybe in some cases not even caring. It is a biting film. So it's not, if you're looking for a happy, good, lucky film to watch during this challenging time, Chinatown's not it. But if you want to see something that will really hold you and leave you with thoughts and make you want to see it again, it's definitely Chinatown, one of the greatest films ever made. And, you know, Don, while we're talking about that, many people talk about Citizen Kane being the greatest film ever. And that may be true, but it's cold. There's nothing warm about Citizen Kane. It's kind of, you sit there, or with Casablanca, there's warmth to it, you feel. And, you know, it's going to, I guess, what mood you're in. But with Casablanca, you walk away and you feel renewed. And I think we need it, especially during this time. A lot of people are getting depressed and thinking, this is terrible. When we see the situation in Casablanca with the Nazis coming in and everything like that, I don't know. It's just a great time to see something that lifts our spirits.
Tremendous, Lou. Tremendous. I'm glad we did this today. Where did we find Chinatown, Dan?
Chinatown's available on Hulu with the Stars add-on or $2.99 on Amazon Prime, Vudu, and YouTube.
Hey, Lou, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
And we'll go off.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Lou. It gives us something for this weekend to look forward to. And we'll see you, Lou, in 2 weeks.
I'll be ready. Thanks so much, Dom. Until then, I'll see you at the movies. You take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.